You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Brinton on Tour podcast. I am your host, Brinton on Tour. Finally out of my bedroom after 14 days in quarantine. As you are well aware, I did test positive for the corona. We'll call it the corona. That's what we're going to call it, the corona, or the COVID-19, as they're calling it. It was an interesting experience being cooped up. 14 days was what I was mandated by the government, because I had traveled around and had done a few things, and had been to most of the countries that were closed. After we left on tour, some of these countries had closed after us, like Italy and Spain and all these things had closed. So the government of Canada had said, if you're going to go come back from a tour, or if you're going to come back from traveling around the world, you're going to have to quarantine for 14 days. So that's what I had to do. And then I was starting to feel really, really sick the night I was sleeping, the first night I got home and went to bed, and then woke up in the morning and was like, ooh, I better go get tested with the doctor and do everything, which I covered on the last podcast. It turned out that I tested positive and I had to stay away from my family for 14 days, completely isolated in a bedroom by myself. TV, got a guitar, my computer, and a bit of podcast equipment. That's all I could do. But I was not alone through the process. I had my wonderful family taking care of me. So I thought I would interview my kids about the experience, because this is a whole new experience for them. It's a whole new experience for all of us. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to interview the kids, see what they think about it, and kind of go from there. So I am joined by who?
Samantha.
And?
Alex.
These are my kids. Samantha, how old are you?
11.
Alex?
9.
You're 9? I thought you were 12.
Almost 10.
Man, I was way off. Holy moly, Daddy was way off. So we went through a whole thing, and it was pretty busy. Like, Samantha, tell the world kind of what you had to do, what your job was, because you kind of had to take care of Daddy in the mornings, right? Because for a while, Mommy was working, and then she wasn't working, and then, you know, it just got a little bit busy. So what did you do?
He would text me what he wanted for breakfast or whatever he wanted, so then I would make him whatever, and Alex would help me with that. So then I would text him that it's ready, and then I would bring it up to his door, and I would knock on his door and tell him that it's that breakfast.
And what kind of awesome food did you make me? Because this is the interesting. Now you're 11 years old. You just passed the babysitting course, which means that you get to cook food for people when you start babysitting. What are some of the things that you can cook that you know that you can cook really, really well?
I made scrambled eggs and toast and cereal and coffee.
Yes, I've taught you how to do the coffee. How do you make your coffee?
With the AeroPress.
With the AeroPress. So that's very, very fun. What did I teach you how to do? How do you make the AeroPress?
You grind coffee beans. Mm-hmm. You put them into the tube. Mm-hmm. And then you put in water till under the four. And then you stir it for 3 seconds. And then you put the presser on top. And then you leave it for a few minutes, and then you take it off, mix it, and then you press it.
Wow. And so what was the, Alex, you're the toast master, right? Any other kind of foods that you know how to make, or was that you just focused on the toast?
Toast
only?
Cereal.
Yeah, you made some really good cereal. It was really, really, really good. Have you learned how to make anything else yet? Has your sister taught you anything while Daddy's been traveling? What? You're supposed to teach him how to cook food. No?
No.
So what were you making me then? Tell me some of the things that you were making me.
Waffles.
Oh, the waffles were good. Right? Waffles are really... How many waffles did you make?
Double a batch? I don't know
how many. How much waffles is in a batch, though? Like 12 waffles? 14?
I don't know.
You made a lot, though. You made a lot of waffles. So what kind of text would I send you in the morning? What was my order?
You'd be like, toast, cereal, and coffee? ? And I'd be like, okay. And then I would just go make it. Sometimes I'd forget, so then I just make it.
You forgot to make me food?
Sometimes, yeah.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
You're playing on the TikTok probably, eh, Alex?
One time you were in the shower,
mm-hmm.
and you asked her to make you breakfast, and then she forgot. And then you were out of the shower. She remembered, and she's like, oh my gosh, I gotta make Daddy breakfast. And then I said, were you supposed to make him breakfast before? And she said, yeah.
Wow.
And he was in the shower. And then...
So is this what I have to look forward to when I go into the nursing home?
No.
You know? Are you guys going to take care of Mommy and I when we're in the nursing home?
At least I made you breakfast.
Okay. That's right. Alex, so now you guys are both out of school. Now, here's the thing. What did you think about when you found out that Daddy had it?
I was sad.
You were sad. How come you were sad, buddy?
I don't know.
It was pretty scary. If we didn't really know what it was, right? Yeah. You were pretty sad, I heard. But you weren't sad when you came up and talked to me, but I heard that you were sad before you came up to talk to me. Were you scared for Daddy, or what was the... What,
I was mostly scared, yeah.
Mostly scared about what?
You.
Yeah. Whether the health was going to be good or not. Whether you're going to get it. Ooh, maybe, huh? And then you're going to grow a tail. I don't know. What about you? What did you think when you heard that Daddy got it?
I just thought that we were not allowed to see him for, like, another 2 weeks, and he's been gone for, I don't know, like 7 weeks. 7 weeks.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a long, long time,
then
right?
I don't know, I just thought that I'd have to be taking care of him. That was a big thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's an old man.
Oh, well, I'm not that old. But you guys did a lot of fun stuff, right? You still got outside and did some stuff. Daddy had to just watch you from the window. Right? So what kind of fun stuff were you guys trying to do to keep occupied? Tell the other kids, if there's any other kids listening, some of the fun stuff that you had to try to do. Because you guys were allowed to go outside still. Daddy had to stay inside and isolated out of the way. But you guys got to go outside. You guys got to at least go outside and play with each other and away from other kids. So what was kind of some of the fun stuff that you guys were doing?
We played a lot of board games.
Ooh, like what? What's your favorite one that you played?
I don't know.
Alex?
Mine's Sorry.
You like playing Sorry?
We made our own bingo.
You made your own bingo? How did you make your own bingo?
Cereal boxes.
So I heard Nana did this. Nana cut up the cereal boxes, and then you guys made a bingo set, and then you just started doing bingo at home.
Yeah.
Did you win any prizes?
Well, we did say that we were going to get prizes, but I don't know if we actually have.
She owes me candy, and she hasn't given me it yet.
There we go. We see. You know, you got everybody on accounts
table. She hasn't given me the candy yet.
Because I don't want to open it.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
So, all right, so now school's out. What do you guys think about, the March break is done. We're back to homeschooling now for the rest of the year, probably. What do you guys think of that?
I don't know.
You don't know? You think it's going to be harder to learn at home, or do you think it's going to be easier to learn at home? You don't have to get to hang out with any of your friends, really.
In between.
Kind of in between.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I don't really like it because... I don't really get to see any of my friends, and usually people, they get to, like, call the whole entire class, and they do work like that, but that's not really what we're doing yet. I don't really like it because we don't really get to go to school, and I'm going to be going into grade 7 without knowing anything, so...
Well, you're in French immersion. Your case is a little different, but you got some books today, and you're going to learn some stuff, and then it's going to be back to homeschooling. So, Alex, what do you think overall? I mean, your hockey season ended and all the rest of it, and now you're just kind of playing at home and doing stuff. So what do you think overall? What's your opinions overall on the COVID and the coronavirus? What do you think about it? Are you worried that anyone else is going to get it in the house, or are you?
I'm worried that more people in this family might get it.
Okay. Well, then how are we going to protect everybody from that?
Everybody staying in their rooms.
Washing hands. Not going out very much. We could still go outside and play in the forest. Oh, we went in the forest a couple of days ago. What happened in the forest?
I had to try and... there were big puddles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a garter snake.
What? Yeah, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? Yeah, and it coiled up and stuff. How big was it?
It was long and skinny.
Yeah, like 2.5-3 feet almost, I think. What do you think of that snake, Samantha?
I don't know. When I first saw it, I just hear something in the bush, and then I just go like, is it like a rabbit or something? And then I see a snake, and then I'm like, oh no.
It was the weirdest thing. So
I saw another snake too.
So we got through the 14 days. Schools, that was a March break. We were supposed to go on a trip to Vegas, and we didn't get a chance to go down there. Daddy had to go for a conference, but it got canceled too. So we kind of had to stay home and kind of make do. You had ukulele. You learned a lot of ukulele. We learned some guitar and a few other things. But it was kind of a different March break, and now we're trying to make the best of it that we can. And now that I'm out of isolation, and we can all hang out as a family and do stuff. It's a different kind of world that you're used to now, though, right? Because you don't get to hang out with your friends and do things, which means you and your brother got to hang out a lot more. Mm. What do you think of that?
Really annoying.
Really annoying? How come it's annoying?
Because not really annoying, but I just feel like I'm going to get really, like, annoyed of hanging out with him a lot. But since I've been with him, like, almost...
Sure.
Almost for, like... I don't know.
8 weeks?
Ten weeks? I've been with him since he was born, so I guess that's like...
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Alex? You've been hanging out with your sister a lot more these 14 days than ever. What do you think? You're listening to some music together?
I'm listening.
What else?
Sometimes I really want to play a card game with her. Then she just says, no, go away.
Oh, no.
And then she... closes her door, tries to get me to get out of her room, but I'm too strong.
Then he acts like a worm, and he just goes like, woo!
Mm-hmm. And then I convince her that to play Uno with
me. Okay. That's who always wins at Uno?
Me.
No, you always win at Uno.
He cheats somehow.
Okay. I don't cheat. I'm just good
at Uno. So, anyways, we made it through the 14 days. Daddy's feeling better. He's all recovered and healed up, and now we're on to the next phase of things. How do you guys feel that you handled this March break and Daddy, you know, being sick for a bit and having to be taken care of and you know, and also taking care of Nana and Mummy and all the things that you guys had to do? How do you guys feel you handled it?
Sometimes we would be really silly, and then that's when the time we get in trouble. But, like, we're kids, so we get to... I don't know. We get to be silly.
There's nothing wrong with being silly, as long as you're listening.
Well, yeah, we stop, but then we just go back because we are bored, so we just tackle each other. But I feel like we handle it pretty well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We should probably ask you.
I thought you guys did excellent. You took care of Daddy. You fed me, which was great. I mean, that's all that really I need. I needed food. You'd knock on the door and yell, "Food's ready."
No, we would yell, "Chow time."
Oh, that's right, chow time. It's just like prison, buddy. You asked me what it was like in prison.
Yeah,
there
it was
we
like
were.
Dying.
Yeah. So now, onwards and here we go. So lots of hockey and lots of fun stuff in school, homeschool, and more time with your sister, and lots of movies and stuff like that. So
tons
of movies on the way. But you guys handled it really awesome. Any advice for any kids out there whose parents might actually get the corona, and they got to go into isolation away from their family. What do you, Samantha, start with you. Any advice for kids? What happens if both parents get it and they got to isolate and the kids are only 11 and 9 or 10? What do you think?
Try and look up stuff online to, like, I don't know, if you have grandparents and get them to help you and stuff. But
Alex says no. How come?
Because if your grandparents help you, they have a better chance of getting it.
That's right. That's pretty smart, buddy.
Well,
and if...
But Samantha's answer is right, too. I mean, as long as the grandparents are staying away and protecting themselves as well.
Also,
but what else?
Just learn maybe how to cook easy foods.
Food is food, so it doesn't have to be complicated, right?
Yeah, and then just try and get your boredom out by just playing lots of games. Don't fight like us, but just
you
try.
You guys didn't fight very much. Huh? You guys
Not really, but...
good. You guys are really good about it. Alex, what do you think?
Just if both of your parents get it, just stay calm, relax, learn how to make food.
Mm-hmm. Ask them what they need. Ask how you can help. You guys were cleaning up around the house and doing your own laundry and doing stuff like that. So the more independent you guys can make your kids at an early age, the better it is. And we've tried to do that with these two. You guys handled it really well. Daddy's very proud of both of you. You're awesome. I don't have a round of applause thing, so I'll just do this like that for a little bit. And you guys did awesome. That's it for this week. Just a quick little Brenton on Tour podcast to kind of give everybody an update as to what was going on. Threw it on the other side. I am officially a new stat in Canada, which is part of the recovered stat. And I couldn't have done it without my fabulous family around me and all the support and everyone that was videoing in and saying hello and passing on advice and all sorts of stuff, and it was great. So anyways, best of luck to you all. Please all stay inside your house if you can. Wash your hands
With soap for 20 seconds.
Sure, or longer. 2 minutes, actually. I think it's supposed to be 2 minutes, isn't it? Something like that. It's pretty long. Research it. Look it up. Get along. Try not to fight too much.
Enjoy your corona break.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
Enjoy your corona break.
Enjoy the break, because this may never happen again. And be nice to each other. And
also,
be nice to each other. And remember that we're all in this together. And then we all have to come out of it and function when it's all done and start again, whatever that's going to look like, right?
I also have one thing to say.
What's that? Clearly you didn't. Now you're touching your head and now you forgot, right? And now you're going to remember after we turn it off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. You probably feel like the world's ending, but it's not.
That's right. The world will get through it. And as long as you guys, everyone gets properly educated and
washes their hands.
Washes their hands and protects themselves from the stuff and listens to people that are telling them what to do. Listen to the doctors and to the people that know more than we do about it, and we should be fine. So thank you both. You guys were awesome. Thanks for being a guest on the Brenton on Tour podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, you're really awesome. What's next for you, buddy, before we let everybody go? What's going on for you next? Gonna do some drawing? What else?
I don't know.
Learn some guitar?
Music.
Yeah.
What about you, Samantha?
Probably just ukulele, drawing, and nothing.
Yeah, I'm probably right. Also going to play video games.
Okay, well, you got to play video games. Of
and
course you got to.
Netflix, no. Gold candy.
Okay. All right, I love you both.
Candy.
You did a great job. Thanks for taking care of Daddy and being so great for Mommy and Nana. And that's it this week, friends, on the Brenton on Tour podcast. And we will be back shortly with my co-host Mercedes as we continue the travel cast and start talking about the new world of travel. Okay, Brenton on Tour. Thanks.
Bye.
You looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.